Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We now have Dadana Sylvester Makubele on the line. Dadana, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Dadana, and good evening to our listeners. I'm blessed tonight to be here talking about good topics as always, talking about listening to and understand.
Listening to understand or listen to understand?
Listen to understand or listening to understand?
Yes. I think that they work both fine.
Yes, they work both fine.
Because sometimes it's a matter of whenever you listen to somebody, you need to listen to understand. And but it's a powerful topic, Dadana. How important is that for us, and how important is that to make sure that we have good relationships with the people that we relate to, we live with? Because most of the time, we want to be understood, and yet we don't want to understand other people. And still on that one of listening, and somebody once said that listening is a skill. And sometimes you are not even listening at all. So I think you are killing two birds with one stone here, because we've got people who don't listen, and we've got people who don't want to understand. But what are you teaching us as far as this topic is concerned this evening?
Yes, man of God, as you said, that listening is, somebody said that listening is a skill. And listening to understand or listening to understand is a powerful tool to a relationship. Like you said, that other people will want to be understood, but then they will not want to understand. Listening to understand, it is a powerful tool, as I said, and it's very important. If we can listen to each other, that will be good, especially on couples and families, where you are. Because most of the time, men of God, people end up fighting for the things that are not there. But it's just a misunderstanding of one another. The other thing will be that people listen to each other, but then you find that they've got a history or they've got something that they have not resolved. So even if we are fighting today for the cell phone or keys, or you can think of anything, you find that the real fight is not about the fight that is on the table, but it's about the fight in the past. So when you listen to a person, remember, listening to, especially to your spouse, is not a sober listening. It is accompanied by emotions and feelings. So the emotions and feelings is something that is sensitive. It's sensitive. So when you are talking, a person listening to you with feeling and also emotion. So somehow that is sensitive. So whatever you say, it might make another person angry. But then, of course, it is important to listen, because some people listen not to understand but to give a response. And if I listen only to give a response, yes, I'll give a response, but then it will be not a relevant, it might not be a relevant response, because I did not hear the person when was talking. Well, I might have heard what they were talking, but I might not have understood what they, have you been in a situation where you are speaking to someone, and that someone takes only what they want from what you are saying, not what you mean? So there are problems in that this listening to understand, which is also called active listening or empathy listening, It is important, men of God, because people are fighting because of misunderstanding or somehow not wanting to get to what the person is saying. And when you practice active listening or listening to understand, you are exclusively focused on what the other person is saying instead of planning what to say in response as you would during a debate or conversation. So when you listen, you are not planning on what to say, but then you are listening to understand the person. So it's a, there is a problem there most of the time, men of God. Like someone listening to you with conclusions. It's like maybe say, for instance, I went to a suburb, I went to Centurion, and then my wife has concluded that I'm in Soshanguve. So when I come from Centurion, I will tell her I'm from Centurion, but because already there's a conclusion that I've been in Soshanguve, my Centurion talk won't actually help because the person has already made a conclusion. If I went elsewhere, say for instance I went to the conference and someone has concluded that, okay, I did not actually go to the conference, I went somewhere to be with someone. So when I come back, I sit down and with the person and I say, the conference, I've been from the conference, there was a preacher and so forth. So that might not be listened to because already the person has their own conclusion. So listening to understand a person is a very powerful tool to a healthy relationship. Even our children, they need a listening ear. Friends and family need the listening ear. People want a safe space where they will be listened to, be understood, and not necessarily to be judged. Especially when you do counseling, you don't want to listen with a judgmental ear, but you want to listen, and after listening, you will just make up your own mind to say, you know, you also hear this, men of God, when you listen to court cases, where you'll hear sometimes in the media saying that one, the judge has already made a conclusion, which means people have been observing and observant. Sometimes they might be observing with interest in the matter, which means sometimes their judgment as the media, as people, might be wrong. But you often hear people to say that that judge or that magistrate has already made a conclusion before he could listen to the matter. So whatever you say, you're just wasting your time because somebody has made that conclusion that you are guilty. And the best way is to listen, and after that give a judgment if you are there.
And sometimes, Tatana, as I listen to you right now speak, it's actually painful to experience that, to be at the receiving of somebody who's not really listening or who's not listening to understand, more especially those who claim to be the professionals. Here you come with a problem, you want them to listen so that they can be able to advise you here and then. Only find out that these people are not listening at all. So, and it's a painful experience there. But sometimes it is those experiences that will make you to, you know, be a good listener, because you know how horrible, how horrific it is to be speaking to somebody who's not listening or who's not even understanding or trying to understand what you are saying.
Yeah, it is very painful. Yeah, to listen, to speak to someone who is not trying to understand what you are saying. But again, sometimes you find that's why most of the time, men of God, you might need that person. especially when you say, for instance, it's me and my wife, we talk, we might miss the listening of each other. You might find that if we involve someone who might be a professional counselor or a counselor, they might hear what I don't hear from my wife talking to me. They might hear what she's not here. And then it helps, men of God. Even in a family setup where it's maybe it's, two families, now the other partner is complaining to their family about matters, if it's a marital situation. And when they're complaining to the other family, sometimes they will not listen to understand because of the situation, like they are emotionally involved because it's their daughter, it's their son. So, of course, sometimes they can be biased. So sometimes in these things, men of God, when you have listened to one another and you see that you are not coming all right, it might be better to speak to someone to say that we have an issue. Can you listen to us? Someone who will not listen to judge. Because, yeah, of course. So listening to understand, it means that a person will be asking open-ended questions to learn more about what the other person is saying. Sometimes, men of God, you will paraphrase and summarize what the other person is saying to make sure that you fully understand. So sometimes people don't actually paraphrase to say, is this what you mean? Okay, you have talked to me now. What I'm understanding is 1, 2, 3. Are you meaning this, what of course I'm understanding, or are you meaning something else? But to ask questions to the person who's speaking to say that, to paraphrase and say, actually, that helps. Yes, men of God.
So, okay, you have to lead them in questions in order for you to understand.
Yes, you lead them in questions.
Right.
Open-ended questions. Paraphrase what they said. Do you mean you coming from town? If a person is saying that I've been away, and if I think, okay, I've been away, I've not been around, then if my understanding, even if they didn't say it, say for instance, I feel that, okay, this person is saying that they are from town, I'll ask, do you say you are from town? And if they are not from town, they are from elsewhere, they will tell me. But at least I have paraphrased, I have taken what I understood and talk about it, then the person can actually be able to say, no, that's not what I mean. This is not what I meant. And men of God, on what I'm saying now, especially with couples saying, oh, this is not what I mean. This is not what I meant. And sometimes you find that the person is very angry. They are standing on their sand flag to say that, no, this is what you mean. There can be a very big argument as the person who has been told matters to say that, no, that's not how I understand it. And emphasize that, even if the other person emphasizes that, that's not exactly what I mean. You are taking me out of line. So it is important, men of God, to listen to one another.
And in the long run, then how will this help relationships to listen with understanding? Because as I listen to you right now, I'm reminded of what one of my family members used to say to me, more especially pertaining to my telephonic discussion with my mother. She would say, you know what, it is best that you don't talk about these things over the phone, because you'd end up in misunderstanding one another as you do that. It's better that you come here and talk to your mother face to face, because sometimes people might misunderstand you. So I'm listening to you right now as you clarify things. It's like, now we need to be able to not being emotional about these things, to get to hear what these people meant, what their intentions were pertaining to whatever that they said. I think that's important there.
Exactly, man of God. And when you talk, example that you gave with Mama about the telephone, of course, some of the things, it would be better to stay together. Because I carry very the tabatiko master. So sometimes if it's on the telephone, you will misunderstand one another. And then sometimes when you say, you try to explain when you are with especially a spouse and the phone, you find that the person gets frustrated and drop the phone when you are still explaining. And that's frustrating. But when people are sitting together, it's helpful that you can be able, because communication, which is face-to-face, is better, because the person is talking, but you are looking in the eyes. You are looking at the hands, you are looking on their body language, because now when you are sitting with someone, they are talking, but then there's also body language. So you can see what people mean, unlike when you are in the phone. And the best one is to be face-to-face. And then, yeah. But you also ask men of God that what will this listening to understand help, like we've been explaining. And then when you practice listen, this kind of active listening, which is listening to understand, it will improve the communication. Communication will be improved if we listen to understand. Now, you know, some people have just lost hope to say that this one, I'm no longer talking, because always he don't take what I mean. And already they have this thing of saying that, no, I can't tell you, because when I tell you, we nameta taba, something like that, you are changing me. But when we listen each other to understand one another, then it improves the communication level. It improves it. I like the way Jesus was and his disciples, because I think there was a good communication there. They will understand one another when they talk. The other time Jesus said, what do people say I am? And then I could see the people that they got it very well, and then they talk of what people are saying Jesus is. And when he saw that they don't know it, that they are not talking the truth, he said, what do you, as my disciples, say I am? Until Peter talked about the revelation that he got from God. But what I'm saying is that, men of God, when you look at Jesus and his disciples, most of the time they had a good communication. We can say the leadership of Jesus was good. And so now we are praying that the leadership of husbands to the wife and family and their children should be good, because we follow Christ, just like Peter said, imitate me because Paul said, imitate me because I imitate Christ. And Christ's communication was good and bad. You look at his communication with his disciples. And then even when he asked them questions and they were wrong, because he was sort of good and a good teacher, he will not say you are wrong. He will just get a way of talking to them, of which as the husbands, as the leaders, people who follow Christ, we must actually follow Christ in leading our family, which means we must listen to understand them. We must listen to understand our wives. We must listen to understand our children. So, of course, listening to understand, it will improve communication, and also it will connect with your person, with your family in a deeper level. when you understand someone, you connect. When you ask about, when you look at friends who are friends, the connection is in the communication. They understand one another. They understand one another. So connection, connecting is deeper, is in a higher, deeper level. And listening to understand, it resolves and avoids many conflicts. Because conflicts, most of the time, they are because of the lack of listening to understand. That element of listening to understand is missing. That's why there are conflicts.
Adana, we don't have enough time, unfortunately, but I hope that maybe next week we'll come back and then continue this topic. But thank you very much once again for availing yourself. Please give us your contact details.
Thanks, man of God. My contact details is I'm on Facebook as Sylvester Makubele Pay, and my number is 082-071-1890.
082-071-1890. Tatana Hakenza Snene.
Hakenza Tatana.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.